Big Sloth.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Potato Salad Marmalade. As you can hear, Carter's not here with me this week. Unfortunately, he's doing his taxes. Yes, that's really a thing. A 9-year-old boy has taxes to do. He was supposed to sit down with me, but about an hour ago he called and said, "Hey, Dad, I have taxes to do." So, appropriately speaking, I'm going to have a co-host this week that may be a bit unexpected. To my right here in the office, sitting around the round table, is none other than S. Han. Everybody, a round of applause for S. Han.
Thank you, Mr. Sean. I do appreciate the round of applause that you have called for me. It is appropriate for my first appearance on the show as co-host.
I'll be honest, I'm excited for you to sit here for me, feel a song or two. I don't know. It depends on what Carter and I were going to do this week. Was going to be pretty by the book. We were going to discuss, the first segment here, we were going to talk our favorite video games of all time.
Oh, and since I live inside the Wii, it was going to be a blast to talk about the things that we love the most, but because Jocelyn and I have a suite inside the Wii, like I said, it was a good fit to have me here.
Hey, is there room for me today as well?
Jeffrey the astronaut?
Jeffrey the astronaut?
Yes, I heard Carter wasn't going to be here, and I figured we could make this a triple team.
Wow. Well, listeners, this is going to be one heck of a show this week on Potato
Salad
Mama
Laid?
Laid.
Laid.
Laid?
Laid. Kick it.
Ciao, and we are back, Mr. Dad. So you said today we're going to talk about our favorite video games, and, Carter always says it best when he says about video games. He says, "Mr. Sean, want to play the Wii?"
Actually, he's never once asked me to play the Wii. That Wii, for those in the know, we have a Nintendo Wii in the basement that S. Han here.
Oh, yes.
That S. Han lives inside. And back in, like, some episode in the 20s.
In the 1920s?
No. Sometime back in episode 20, maybe 24, 25, I'm not really clear. Maybe back in those episodes, he told us that he lives inside the Wii, and how he gets there is that he takes a magic ladder, and he goes, and he goes inside this magic ladder, and he shrinks down and goes inside. And we thought that was super cool, and we decided that we were going to take the trip with him. But we didn't. So I feel left out that I wasn't allowed to go. And, now I've never been.
Well, you should take the trip with me sometime. We can go inside the Wii and play a little Wii Sports.
Or you could go in there and play a little Wii Bowling.
It's the same thing. Wii Sports, Wii Bowling, Wii Tennis, Wii Boxing. We go, we do, we have fun. Get it?
Oh, I get it. Oh, it's hard.
Anyway, so what happens inside the Wii stays inside the Wii, evidently, because that's where the most fun happens in our basement, other than at the bubble hockey table. Now, S-Hon, have you taken a lot of time to play on our bubble hockey table? We have a Super Chex Pro in our bubble hockey, because as anyone knows, the Smith family, we are big on bubble hockey.
Okay, the bubble hockey is something that you do that makes a lot of sense. The Smiths play bubble hockey like fiends. Mr. Sean, Mr. Carter, you put together a tournament last September called the Old Ellicott Cup here in Ellicott City. And what you did was brilliant. You brought together some of the best talent here in Ellicott City, Maryland. And you said, hey, let us play a tournament.
I remember all the tournament and the tables and the fun that was had and the bubbly hockey. And I was up in the air in my spaceship, and I saw the crowds outside B&O Railroad Station Museum.
All right, guys, you're being oddly specific about the venue and about the city. And I just want to know that as of today, we started planning year two.
Oh, hooray. I'm so excited. Maybe this year you'll get my registration set up to play. And I might be able to play against my friend Dean Malstead in part of the round robin before he advances to the playoffs.
I'm excited to play against Ken. Ken wears the tight t-shirts and he makes all the flexing noises while he plays the bubble hockey. He defeats all the presidents of the organizations and then he wins the big games. Never embarrasses himself. Hanover Square Garden is what they call what he does. But he's a champion.
A lot of plugs going on today. Free advertising. Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, why?
All right. Guys, listen, let me take a sip of water here. This one's... So we just got a text. Listeners got a text. That was a sip of water, in case you're wondering what that noise was. We got a text from...
You got a text from Nice Guy Guy. I know. I can see your text message.
Who is Nice Guy Guy?
All right. So Nice Guy Guy is technically the guy that looks after us and tells us what to do here on the show. Now that I signed that contract where I have to do like 3 commercials or 2 commercials or however many commercials he wants me to do per show, because he knows when I record. And he sends me stuff to record. So I have to record it. So I have to record a commercial. You guys want in?
Yeah, sure. We're here right now. It makes sense we record a commercial with you.
All right. Look at your phones. Look at what I just sent you. Okay. We're going to record this commercial, and it's going to be the best commercial we've ever recorded for a new combat sport. It's going to be on the USA Network. It's called Fish Attack. Hey, everybody. Are you looking for a new show? One where you get to slap your opponent with a fish? Have you ever thought about hitting someone with a fish? Well, now's your chance to teach them a lesson.
Have you thought, hey, I'm the king at hitting my neighbor with a fish. Bring him out in the front yard, and I'll slap him till he cries.
Yes, I think to myself all the time, if I ever needed to settle a dispute, get me a trout, and I knock him out his boots.
Fish Attack. Every weekend, mostly Saturdays, on the USA Network, right after Silk Stockings. I don't like these. there's no way anyone's watching Fish Attack.
No.
No way. Why are we cutting these commercials on a children's program? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It just disrupts the flow of what we're talking about. We're supposed to be talking about video games.
That's right. Thank you for bringing us back to the point. All right, listen, I'm going to start with video games. Jeffrey the Astronaut, if you had to play one video game again for the very first time, what would you play? What would excite you the most to play again?
Well, I gotta think to myself that it's Bruce the Navigator and the Cavemen of Mars.
What system is that on?
It's on the Intellivision. Intellivision? I think.
I gotta be honest, it sounds like you dreamed that up. In a magic world where the flowers grow. I'll be back in an hour or so.
That sounds like a rap lyric.
It may be. I gotta be honest with you. It sounds like a rap lyric to me too. But I'm gonna run with it because that's where we're at today with this show. Everything is just sounding like a rap lyric to me. And that commercial's thrown me off. Throws out the flow of everything. Everything. I need Carter.
We all need Carter. We all need the Carter man. When's he coming back?
I don't know how long it takes to do taxes.
Don't you do your own taxes?
No, I have an accountant. I don't do my own taxes.
I do my own taxes. And every year, I owe the government $1,200 to $1,300.
It sounds like you don't do a good job at doing your taxes.
I'm quite proud of the job I do on my taxes.
Buddy? I think you do too good of a job on your taxes. Or you do too poorly of a job on your taxes. Because you end up with way too much money owed. You pay too much tax. But I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's time for us to plug a few of our friends and talk maybe about some other shows on the Peak Sloth Network. Here on Potato, Salad,
Late.
In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm gonna watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you remember Bananarama? If you do, this band sounds nothing like them. Check out Itchy Magoo. Itchy Magoo is a pop rock band that plays a few instruments that sound like the instruments Bananarama used to dance in front of. Think of cymbals and triangles. Occasionally they even dance in front of keyboards. Itchy Magoo, the hot new band signed to Omnicorp Records. Omnopcorp Records. Here for tomorrow, here for you. Omnopcorp.
Omnopcorp.
Omnopcorp. Omnopcorp.
Omnopcorp.
Omnopcorp.
Omnopcorp. I am really sorry about that. Ichimugu and their dancing in front of triangles has nothing to do with potato salad marmalade. Although I think that that might be interesting to listen to a few people. Not the general direction that we anticipated that this show would go 42 episodes in. Like, we thought more for us, I think.
You thought that you would be doing bigger and better now that you were drawing listeners and bringing in the fans, selling t-shirts.
Oh, by the way, we are selling t-shirts now. So if you'd like to get yourself a potato salad marmalade t-shirt or hat, reach out to us at potatosaladmarmalade@gmail.com. And we'll hook you up with a sweet t-shirt at your home. We will sell it to you as long as Omnopcore doesn't find out, because they are trying to control our merchandising, and that is frustrating for us as well, because I sold a t-shirt to my wife because she wanted to support the show so that we could just be like, hey, I want to be your first fan. And then they immediately taxed us on it 50% and then kept that money. So instead of making $25, they made $25 as well. So it was a $50 shirt. Let me get some water here. $50 shirt for my wife, which technically is the family's money anyway. Yeah, so that felt good. That felt good.
That's highway robbery, and I don't even drive on highways. I take a spaceship pretty much everywhere.
How does that work? Like, how do you go to the store in a spaceship?
I just hover very low. Fly maybe 30 or 40,000 feet above the ground. And then when I get to where I want to go, I just drop.
So we never really got into it before. We talked about Wii. We talked about Wii Sports. But we didn't really say, Eshan, what your favorite game of all time was. So if you could play a game that you played before for the first time, what would it be? What would that game be?
If I could play a game for the first time again, I would play Epic Mickey.
That's a solid choice. I remember the first time that Miss Tracy and I played that for the first time. We bought that. See, so the story goes, the Wii that you live in was actually a wedding gift from my friend Widrow, who ran InsidePulse.com, which I used to write for and was the chief marketing officer for. We got married in 2008, and that was like at the height of the Wii, and that was his wedding gift to us. So that was one of the games that we bought when it came out right away. We were very excited about it. It's a great game, gorgeous game, very fun.
You don't need to tell me how beautiful a game it is. It's a lot of fun for me. It makes sense. The aesthetic, my accent, the ink, the love, the painting. I like to do all of those things.
It seems like a fit. It seems like a fit for you.
On the Wii, I'm a really big fan of all of the baseball games, where you get to smash the balls in the air and play baseball. Because I like hitting stratospheric shots into the stratosphere.
That's redundant. Hitting stratospheric shots into the stratosphere.
Yeah, but I'm here for it. Like an Andy McIntyre podcast called Silver Linings Playback.
Here on the Peak Sloth Network. Anyway, if there's anything that you can do video game related for the first time that you've done before, what would it be? Not just play a game, but what would it be that you've never done? Or that, what would it be that you've done that you would love to do again?
Well, to be honest, I would love to jump over the fence post in Super Mario Brothers, the little flagpole at the end.
Yeah, I haven't. To be honest, I never did that. My friend Mike Rubino did. Rubino did that. And I watched him do it, and I thought it was crazy sauce. Or maybe I didn't see him do it. Maybe he told me he did it. But I feel like I saw it. Although, I will tell a short story. The first time I ever saw him hit a home run with the New York Mets in RBI baseball is actually the reason I am a New York Mets fan. Because I remember seeing him come to the plate as Daryl Strawberry and hitting a home run and falling in love with the Mets at that moment. And that was it for me. So it wasn't actually the year that they won the World Series. It's not 86. I fell in love with the Mets because of RBI baseball.
But you know that the most important thing is that you love the New York Mets and that the Mets love you because they don't win. Because if they win, your brain would explode. You would never get over how much they love you because they would give you hugs and kisses of victory.
That is an odd way to put it, but I get it. It's beautiful.
Ezan, what do you wish
that you could do over if you could just see it one last time in a video game?
I wish that I could, for the first time, see Lara Croft climb a cliff in Tomb Raider. I thought that that was the coolest mechanic I'd ever seen in a game, watching a video game climb the face of a cliff. That meant a lot to me to know the video game had come so far. And then that's where we were. That's where we were as a society, that women could climb cliffs.
Wait, what? All right, that's weird. But I understand the joke you're making.
Yeah. You get the joke. It was a way of saying, like, hey, she should have, like, a sweater on that looks cold. This is foolish, men. Treat your ladies right.
Okay. Well, you're right. All women deserve our love and respect because everyone has a mom. A lot of us have sisters. Some of us have daughters. And they deserve our love and respect. And you can't help but offer it to them. So that's important. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to wrap it up here on this week's edition of Potato Salad Marmalade. Feels weird with not being Carter, but I'm going to be honest, Jeffrey, it feels good. It's like a sloth. Okay, we'll take it.
Hey kids, do you like mayonnaise? We got some space mayonnaise for you. It's called Astro Sauce.
Hey, I go into space 3 times a week, and do you know what I often bring with me? Astro Sauce. Astro Sauce is a special combination of herbs, spices, and mayo that you can't get anywhere on Earth, only up there with Bessie the Cow on the Purple Moon. It's important that you understand things wouldn't be the same without the spices and mayo on the Purple Moon. Combined with ham, cheese, and the right amount of brioche bread, it's a delicious combination of culinary freedom. Get you some Astro Sauce today. Omnopcore. Omnopcore, Omnopcore.
Yeah, all right. Omnopcore, 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 Omnopcore.
Omnopcore.
That was only 6. Omnopcore.
All right, guys. So what did we learn this week?
I learned that having to do commercials is the absolute worst.
Yeah, but it can be fun. It can be fun. The problem is these products just are the worst, and there's no way that children are learning anything from them.
I learned that when it comes down to it, nothing is better than a little Astro Sauce.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I learned that nothing is better than friends helping me fill in for the missing kid. And you know what I know, guys?
We don't say goodnight, we say
bubba 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 bubba
burrito.
Oh, jalapeno.
Thanks for sitting in, guys. Fudgy the Whale.